You may sphere it. Talk about the mitzvah spheres of Eimer. There's many different points to discuss, but I want to hit on one thing. The Ram, if you look at the cast of the Ram, beginning Yochus Tamin was often. The Ram says, Lispor, Kal Ish, Shiva Shuas, Yemer Krovus Eimer. There's a mitzvah to count 7 weeks from the time of the Krovus Eimer. Now, it's a little bit shenan. When the Gemara says in Menachas, Mitzvah Lispor Yemer, Mitzvah Lispor Shavuas, there's two in Yonim, the days and the weeks. And the cast of the Rambam only talks about the weeks. And more. If you look in the Yad itself, the Rambam does say it. And then the Paragzana Lachachot Beis. Mitzvah says, Lispor Shiva Shavuas, to me, Lispor Yom Abbas, Aymer. Shem is Rath Achlam, Marach Zashav, Shavu Shabbosas. Or Mitzvah Limnus Yom Mim, Imashuas. Shem Tishpuch HaMishim Yayim. He does follow it up in Farish. So the Rambam, the Kesser, the Chara, after that, what happened to the weeks, the days? So maybe the Pshat's around like this. Maybe the Rambam was Shitoso. The Rambam say, for Mitzvah, the Chinuch brings it down, that the Rambam Shit is, I'm saying, don't think that they're two separate mitzvahs. There's two halakim to one mitzvah. I think he says, the marshal like Tfilin, Tfilin Shiyah, Tfilin Shiroh, he's understanding it's one big mitzvah. Harai, the Rambam says, so why don't we make two separate brachas then? If two in separate mitzvahs, the brachas of the shuas, brachas on the days, I think he times further, why don't we make it, only count the weeks when the weeks come? Why every day do we include the weeks? The Rambam says there's really two halakim to one mitzvah. We'll see soon the Bnei Yerucham's chaylik. He says there's two separate mitzvahs. Let's deal with the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam's lashon, the Rambam says there in the Yad, Mitzvah says this for Shabbos Shabbos Tmimus. Yom Abbas Aimer Shabbos Chasfat Al Chamarach Shabbos Shabbos Shuas Shabbos Shabbos. Okay, says the mitzvah of the weeks. Or mitzvah say Limus Hayomim Im Hashuas Shabbos Tishpuch Hamishmi Yaim. Rambam's lashon is count the days with the Shuas. What's an Im? Say. This mitzvah counts 7 weeks. Mitzvah counts, 49 days. What's the Im Hashuas? Come here, the Rambam is, and that's what he's saying in the Kesser. The Rambam's understanding, Avada the Iker is the Shuas. I know exactly where the Rambam got it from. The Iker is the Shuas. The Yamam Im Hashuas, that's in order to keep the Cheshire on the Shuas. When he says there's two Halakim, the Iker is the Shuas. That's what he's saying in the Kesser. The Yam Im Hashuas, they keep the cheshbon. Okay, it's a weekend, 3, 4, 5 days. Now, do the math. If you hit 7 days, you hit another week. The days are a way to be maram is when you completed the week. But the ikra is a shuas. A right it is. There's a Rosh in Arvi Pesachim. The Rosh says, the Rosh going through where we find the Torah rounds off a number. Malchus is our boy. Tarsus is our boy. It's 39. Shivim Nefesh came into Mitzrayim. Not like Rashi and Saita. So it's 70, it's only 69. See, the Torah rounds off a number. Sira, Torah is 50. We count 49 days. So the Rosh says, how are we talking about 49 days? Because we know it's 7 weeks. That's right. Torah must have meant Labdavka, it's only 49. What does it mean? Maybe it's too dim. 7 weeks and 50 days. Why is that a stira? Does this work? Yeah, like the Rambam, the Iker is the weeks. The cheshbon of the days is to help keep the cheshbon of weeks. So once you tell me it's only 7 weeks, it can't be 50 days. I write her right 50. You see that idea of a rounded off number. But you see that clearly that's the part in the Rambam. The Rambam was Shitoso, in other words. Like the Bnei Yerucham, it's talk of two separate mitzvahs. Then if the Rabbi Yerucham was writing a Kesser, you're right, weeks and days. The Rambam was Shitasa in the Sefer Mitzvahs is teaching what's the lamas of two halakim. There's the Iker and there's the Tafel. That's the one in the Rambam. The Rabbi Yerucham himself says there's two separate mitzvahs. What do you do with the Taina? So why are the two separate brachas? The Rabbi Yerucham avoids the Rambam's kasha and he says, Enachanami, at the time of the Mikdash, then this talk of two separate brachas. That we don't do as Acher's Mikdash, he says a Chiddush, He says, Mamrachas of Shabbos, that's referring to the Shavuos. That's telling on the carbon. The Yomim is not telling on the carbon. In other words, the Yomim's the Raisa. The Shavuos are telling on the carbon. We only do a Zeich LeMikdash. Amidst a Zeich LeMikdash, the Chum were not Mesakin a Bracha. So Tankev is Mana Mikdash, they made two separate Brachas. The Yomim's the Raisa. It's not telling on the carbon. It's not telling the carbon. Then you make a bracha. The Shavuos will not be machayev. It's only Zeich LeMikdash. Zeich LeMikdash, the Chum were not machayev. What's the Rai says? A Rava. Mar says in the Sukkah that a Rava. Alright, let's go with the Shita that's Mini Nevi'im. Why do we take a Rava after Mikdash? Zeich LeMikdash, we take a Rava. And Mar says in Sukkah we don't make a bracha. The Rai is a Pelah. The Chayyim Gemara says just the opposite. The Gemara there in Sukkah says, Machlekes Amarayim, is, what is Arava? Is it Yisayid, Chadam Arava Yisayid Avim, Chadam Arava Minig Avim. Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shuvah Levi. One says it's Yisayid, one says it's a Minig. Rashi Taishim, what's the Nafkamina? The Gemara really says it on my base, you make a bracha. If you hold Yisayid Avim, let's see what that means. You make a bracha. It's only a mini, you don't make a bracha. Rashi says, what's the pshan? Mini? And he goes, I'm like, tick no him. It's only a mini. It's only a mini. But now, if you mean a by bracha, it's going for the one on my base. But like, if it's Sivan, it's a feel of bachla, it's a sauce. How do we make brachas in one Shabbat, says, and there is Chanukah. What's with Sivan? Less sauce. If it's Yisayin Neviim, they made a takana to take a rabba. You make a bracha. If it's only a mini Neviim, it's a mini, Zeich LeMikdash, but they didn't want to make a direct takana to do it. So why do you make? So you don't make a bracha. It's all those saucer. So the remainder was a pellet. You don't make a bracha on Sfira, on the Shavuos, even though Chamon Masak is Zeich LeMikdash. You see, Zeich LeMikdash, they were not Machayev bracha. Pumpakir. The other one who says that it's, if it's Yisayin, if they made a takana, you make a bracha. The only reason you don't make a bracha, the feeding of the Shita, they never made a takana. It's a minignivium. So what's the right from Arava? So could be the pshat like this. The Rambam the famous Rambam, the Rambam Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam says there are three times a person's over the saucer. Gzeiris in Alach and Gimel. Gzeiris va tekonis va minhogas. You don't keep either of these three. A gzeira chamim, a tekon of the chamim, or minig, yevilei saser. Correct the Mishkarov, like the Rambam Pshita. On a minig, yevilei saser, how do you learn the Gemara in Sukkah? Moses says, enough minute you make a bracha, you say to me, you made a tekon, you make a bracha. If it's only minig, you don't make a Rashi taste. Why? Because there's no loy saucer in a minig. But the Rambam says, loy saucer. In fact, the Rizkarov, how will the Rambam learn the Gemara in Sukkah? That's Rizkarov's kasha. So he says, Ipshat. To say, maybe we say Ipshat, they answer the Rambam. First of all, what's posh Ipshat in the Rambam? There's a Gzeira, there's a Tekona, there's a minig. Okay, so we understand. Don't climb a tree, you're going to break up a branch. A Tekona. Chamusak and Neir Ischanikim. What's a minig? Monashach. If the Chum said we have to do it, so then that's a takana. What's called a minig and a takana? If the Chum didn't say to do it, they encourage it. It's a nice thing to do. The Rav of the Shul gets up and now and says, let's have a Seder a half hour before Shabbos. Okay, not a takana, anything. It's a nice idea. Let's do this. Let's take on this minig. So why am I over the saucer? I didn't disobey the Chum. The Chum say we're not saying you have to do it. It's a nice thing to do. Okay, so why am I a little saucer? So what's Parsha Pshat in the Rambam? Manashach. If they do it, you have to do it. Then it's not three categories. It's a Gzeira and a Takana. It's a Takana. If they didn't say we have to do it, then why are you a little saucer? What's Parsha Pshat in the Rambam? Maybe the Pshat in the Rambam is like this. That there's a famous Nesivis. Nesivis says, if you're able to be Shaygeg, you don't have to do Tshuva. What's the Hezra? the Chayin Reb Mazur, the Chon Reb Shimon, the Mazur, the Nesivas, that every deraisa, there's two in Yonim to a Chet. There's the Merida connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Etzem Chet is Payim. So, if you do have every deraisa from Mezid, there's two Avlas, the Merida and the Etzem Chet is Payim. You gotta do Tshuva to wipe away both Chalach and the Chet. If you have every deraisa from Shagin, okay, I wasn't a Merid, but the Mesa that's begun. That Chet is Payim. You have to do Tshuva to wipe away the Chet. Do the Chacham have a kayach to make this such mitzvahs a ra? About on a rabbonic level. So the Chachamim clear the Shailam that that's the pshat mitzvahs. The Chacham do not have a kayach to make mitzvahs. We have to listen, Chacham. Don't disobey them, like saucer. And if you don't, you're being married, can I get the Chachamim? The pshat mitzvahs, if I'm a shayyeg, I wasn't a married. I did some began. You see, even the mitzvahs on your side, the Chacham don't have the power to make such a mitzvahs a ra. That's the part in the Nesivas. Not so poshid. They bring Raya, Rizachon brings Raya from Taisan Gid and Dab Zayin. By Behemta Shal Tzadikim. Where it says, because Kodesh Baruch Hu protects the Behem of a Tzadik, Kal V'chaim with the Tzadik Gufa. So Taisan there says, it brings a Mais, and the Gemara says, Mshachim, one of them Arayim ate before Abdullah. Ever Abdullah? Aye, Kodesh Baruch Hu protects the Tzadik. Ever Taisan, but there's no Yisra Achila, there's no Yisra in the Eichom. Kodesh Baruch Hu protects the Tzadik, Bina Macholos Asuris. Eating before Abdullah is not the moment of the Eichom, it's the Yisra's man. What did Tzadik be Nechshon at Yom Kippur? Not the moment of the food. So Taisim Chadish, Ben Bishal Tzadikim is only a din, Kodesh Baruch Hu protects the Macholos Asuris of the Tzadik. Eating before Abdullah, there's nothing wrong with the Eichom. In fact, if it's a Chonin, according to the Sivis, he says it's stronger. It's a Darmani eating before Abdullah. So even if there would be an Isur Chepsa, the Chum made a Chumas Darmani. Taiz is much because there's nothing wrong with the food. He should have said better. Said if the Tzadik was Nichshon B'Shayye, there's nothing wrong with it. Out of what you see from Taiz, not looking to see this. You see the Chum have a Kirk to make him a Tzias Aram. And if we're not seeing a Marshal Chumas Darmani, in a Chanami, we would apply the Kalb of Emshul Tzadikim. It's only for Abdullah, there's nothing wrong with the Eichel. So there he says, there's no Behem Tesh Tzadik. We see now it's the Nesivas. So it comes out, like the Nesivas, there's no such Musig. And like Taisus and Gittin, you see, yeah. It's like this. Maybe the Pshat the Rambam is, the Rambam holds both in Yonam or Emes. Chum be'etzim and the Kayak to make the Metzias right if they want. The Raisa, by definition, is Metzias of Rab. The Rabbanan, that's up to the Chum. If they know where, when, why. There are times they felt they gave it a chashivas, they made a mitzvahs. There are times they didn't want to give it a chashivas. Not like the mitzvahs, not like Taisan Gid. In other words, both stardom are emes. Abi the Raisa, there's a mitzvahs of Ram. The Rabbanan, they decided one year and not. That's the word. Well, the same thing we're saying by Averis applies by mitzvahs. There's a tefillin, there's a lulu, and shiva sukkah. There's a mitzvah, and that ma'isa mitzvah, each of the hechatim so listen to the barishlam. There's some essence in every dvar mitzvah that's as a dover type. The asur neshama brings into the world a new mitzvah of type. Every mitzvah has its own specific chashivas. Says Ram, that's called the takon in the minig. Avada the Ram says, if there's a minig, people are stopping knowing something. You're not a really saucer. If the Chum did not say do it, why am I really saucer? The Rama means the Chum said do it. We ask, what's called a minig and a takana? This is the chili. A takana they must like a neiris chanukah, let's say. That they instill a new mitzvah of Torah called neiris chanukah. Minig is a level lower. For some reason, the Chum did not want to give that same chashivas. Do it. And you have to do it. If you don't do it, you're really saucer. Doesn't carry with it the weights of that Messias of Taib like a Takana. That's the Rambam's Kiddush. Now with the Pshat we're saying in the Rambam, let's go back to the Rizkarov's Kasha. Yes, the Gemara says, a Rav is Minig Nevi'im, you don't make a bracha. Rashi said, why? There's always saucer in a Minig. Rizkarov asked, I lefid the Rambam, you hold, there is always saucer in a Minig. How would the Rambam learn the Gemara in Sukkah? Maybe the way we're saying this is the pshat. The Rambam learns, Avada, there's a lay saucer. If you don't take the Rabbi, there's a saucer. Therefore, you don't make a bracha. Now, look at Rashi saying. The Rambam says that making a bracha is a pshat, but the Chomer Sakim brachas, the bracha is a description of that new tzilas. Ana tzilas sulam, anachas tzilin, leishim asukah. The nusach is describing that new mitzias. If it's only a mini neviim, they didn't make that mitzias of taif to it. Taking our rabbi is only a chetimsa for lois saucer. They won't miss sakin a bracha on mitzvah lois saucer. It's Yushalmi that says like that. But the Rambam learned that's what the Bavli means to say. Avada lois saucer. But the site of a bracha is, you're describing that new chafsa. As only, if they didn't make the mitzias of mitzias on rabbi, that's not machai of a bracha. It's a whole different type of darbona. The Marshal, the Rambam, she tells him, very good. The Rambam says in the Hilchos Chomes HaMatzah, then the Perek Aleph. The Rambam says, he's describing that the sixth hour of the day, the Chomes said, four is on the, there's an Yisra Achila, not an Yisra No, in the fifth hour. In the sixth hour, it's Aser Ba'Achila and Hano. Comes the seventh hour, also with the rice. So he breaks it down. The fifth hour is also b'chila not b'hano. The sixth hour is b'chila u'b'hano. And the seventh hour is also with the rice. Then he goes on the next halach and says, and if one eats chametz in the fifth hour, we're still mutter b'hano, ain't a like him. If you eat in the sixth hour, it's also b'chila b'hano, like Marcus Martis. Seventh hour already, and the Marcus Geraisa. What happened? Monashach. If I eat in the fifth hour, it's only Osir Machila. I don't get Marcus Martis if I eat it. The sixth hour, they made it Achila Uvahna. I'm Chai Marcus Martis. Monashach. The fifth hour is also Osir Madrabonim. Where's the Marcus Martis? Like this, we had Sivat Devam Moshitosa. There's two types of Drabonis. If I'm saying a Chiddish, if they didn't make a mitzvah at the Hainu, this is still mutter b'hano. It's not doing it to chametz. The chametz asked Rechon Rashi, "Ato yom ha'unam, a cloudy day." They didn't give it the full kayach when this mitzvah from Rav chametz and Marcus Martis. The sixth hour, it's only darbonin, treat it like chametz. They made a mitzvah around, treat it like a mamish, like a chametz. That's chayav and Marcus Martis. You see from the Rambam that there's two types of darbonins. Well, she tells us this works very good. That's what the Bnei Rucham meant to say. The Bnei Rucham is saying, we start at the beginning. Bnei Rucham says, there's two separate mitzvahs, the days and the weeks. But the weeks are totally on the carbon. So Bisman is there, you don't make, then they talk and make two brachas. Bisman is just going to say, Seich l'mikdash, we don't make a bracha. The days, somebody has to make a bracha. Where is his mocker? You see, by a rava, what's the shaykhetz? By a rava, there the pshat was, it's minig neviim. What are you starting with by Zeich HaMikdash? So he means to say this. It's like we just said in the Rambam. He wants to show there's a musig of having to do something, but the Chum did not make him a tzias of type out of that. And it's not mechayev a bracha. He's being mechadish that the Zeich HaMikdash by Sfiris Aimer doesn't carry with the weight. They didn't make a mitzias of a maisa sphira, like the Rambam types by Minig. There's a mose or the Rambanan that comes and do it, but it doesn't have that mitzias of type to it. That's machayev a bracha. They say, where do I see such a mose? I have to do it. Why is there a bracha? Minig neviim. Like that man the Amar, we see, like the Rambam, you have to do it, but there's no bracha. There's no bracha. He's showing to that Gemara to show this concept. Having to do it yet, it's not enough to be chayev a bracha. So I just want to finish like this. Let's ask in the Bnei Rucham. We pass in the whole sukkahs, we make a bracha. Yet the Gemara in sukkah says, why do we do it all seven? In the mikdash, it's 7 days. The chaklam yom ritmedin is only 1 day. Zeich lemikdash, we do the rest. Let's ask on the Bnei Rucham. If you say Zeich LeMikdash, there's no bracha, Sfira, so I have a lulav. Why is Sfira different than lulav? The Gemara in Sukkah on that one, Aleph, Mishnah says, Of course the Paschim can hear me. The concept of Zeich LeMikdash. His mother, suddenly having more in Sukkah, the more brings up, where's the Mokar Zeich LeMikdash? By Kairach and Pesach, it doesn't say it. The Gemara there in the other Sukkah we read by Arava doesn't say, we take the Arava Zeich LeMikdash. Minai Zeich LeMikdash. Where's my Pesach? If you look at the Ram Hilchot Lulav, the Ram Pesach, then he says, take of all 7 days, Zeich LeMikdash, make a bracha, because min divrei seifrim, you have to say it. You have to take it. So be myself. Zeich LeMikdash. Okay, so you just told me Zeich LeMikdash. I think it's myself, make a bracha, because min divrei seifrim, the Chum said, take the lulav. Well, he's repeating himself. He just told me Zeich LeMikdash, take a lulav all 7 days. The other six. Then you throw in, I mean, divrei seifrim, do it, then we make a bracha. What's he be myself? And why I think one took a davka by lulav, the more brings a pasuk. That's a pidyon pshat. That the Rambam understood the Ben Yeruchim, that there's two types of Zeich LeMikdash. There's certain Zeich LeMikdash, they made them at seas of time. That's by lulav. Maris bringing the drasha. The Rambam's repeating himself. Zeich LeMikdash and midi recite. Hilkav, make a bracha. That's the same word we're saying in the Rambam, and that could be the word in the Ben, it's not a steal in the Ben Yeruchim. He says Zeich LeMikdash, you want to make a bracha by sphira? I by lulav, yeah. There it is. There's two types of Zeich LeMikdash. There's a Zeich LeMikdash where they made a mitzias of type to it. That they made a mitzias. That's Machayev and Bracha by lulav. Zeich LeMikdash by Sfira, they didn't do that. Do it. The way the Ben Yerucham understood, the way the Rambam understood by Arav and many Gnevim, there's two types of Rabbanans. There's two types of Zeich LeMikdash. So I just want to finish it quick like this. Taisus in Megillah, Chafim and Beis. Taisus says, "Bach is by Sfirasheimer. I'm a Yiratzim Yibana Beis Hamikdash. Say Yiratzim. My Shem came at Kishayfer from Lulav. There you don't make especially Yiratzim. If he Shena Ella Askara." It's only a scar for Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Shayv Lulav Yesh Asiya. What does he mean to say? Sphira is only a scar for Yiratzin Yibana Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, say the Yiratzin. Lulav and Shayv doesn't require that because there's an Asiya. But because here I'm doing something physical and not physical, what does it mean? Maybe that's this quote that we're saying. That the Zeich LeMikdash by Lulav Yesh Asiya, there's an Asiya Samitz, it's very physical. They gave it that Chashiv, there's nothing more. You don't have to be Machaz with the Yiratzin. Sphira, Zeich LeMikdash, like we're saying, the Ben Yeruchim. They didn't give it that Chashiv, the Chafsim, let's be Machaz again. Throw in a Yiratzin to it. So he doesn't mean to say physical or not physical, it's the type of Zeich LeMikdash. What is an Asiya Samitz? The Chum made that Mitzvah. That's when we pass the Ben Rechim agrees and make a bracha by lulav. Sfira is Zeich LeAlma, they didn't give it that chashivas, and they were, be machazik, say, Yiratzim, Yibana Beis HaMikdash.